Representative Lee Zeldin, Joe Biden and his campaign are not refuting any of the facts that have come out. By Robert Krajicek on October 19, 2020. Joe Biden has not denied the veracity of emails reported to be sent and received by his son Hunter Biden. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, noted on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. Referring to recent reports from the New York Post regarding the former vice president's second son's dealings with Ukrainian energy company Burisma. According to the New York Post's reports, Hunter Biden allegedly arranged a meeting between his father, who was vice president at the time, and a high-level advisor to Burisma while the younger Biden held a seat on the company's board. It's very telling that Joe Biden and the Biden campaign are not refuting any of the facts that have come out, Zeldin stated. Zeldin repeated his call for the Department of Justice, DOJ, and Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, to investigate allegations of corruption on the part of the Biden family. When you hear Hunter Biden writing down that he's requesting $10,000 for the big guy, and the only people who have weighed in so far as to who the big guy is are people saying it's a reference to Joe Biden, that's something that needs to be investigated. Listen. Zeldin highlighted broad suppression and misrepresentation of the New York Post's reports across news media and big tech. There's a massive amount of interest amongst congressional Democrats and many bureaucrats and many in federal agencies who want to ensure that Joe Biden gets elected, Zeldin remarked. They see how damaging this information is. It's fatal to a presidential campaign, but if they're able to conduct their own disinformation operation by telling the public that it's a Russian disinformation campaign, and utilizing the powers of big tech and Twitter and Facebook and others suppressing this information from getting out, and mainstream media outlets refusing to report on it and only willing to report on it to the extent of claiming that it's a Russian disinformation campaign, maybe they can get past November 3rd. Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, among other Democrats and politically aligned news media figures, has characterized the New York Post's reporting as a disinformation campaign executed by the Russian government. The DOJ and FBI must go through a massive amount of evidence if the federal bureaucracy decides to investigate the Biden family, Zeldin concluded. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.